welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. Game 3 of the National League Championship Series between the Mets and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Dodgers took Game 1. Mets bounced back, took Game 2. With the series even, the Game 3 pitching matchup was Luis Severino against Walker Buehler. After a scoreless first inning, the Dodgers' first base runner came on a leadoff walk to Max Muncy in the second. Teoscar Hernandez next hit a swinging bunt out in front of home plate. Francisco Alvarez went for the lead runner over at second, but he bounced the throw for a throwing error, and everybody was safe. Gavin Lux then advanced both base runners with a ground ball back to the mound. That put runners at second and third with one away for Will Smith.
The outfield around towards right. Right-hand batter, Severino deals. Swing and a bouncer back to the mound. Off the glove of Severino. Rolls out to short. No play for Lindor. In the score is Muncy. Hernandez goes to third. Smith is on at first. And the Dodgers have a 1-0 lead. And the Mets have approached the baseball defensively like a hot potato here in this second inning.
Yeah, it was a really weird sequence for the Mets because they get the throwing error by Alvarez. And then the comebacker off the bat of Gavin Lux went right to Luis Severino. It looked like for a split second he had a shot at a double play, but the ball deflected off his glove, so he went to first. And then the same time, right there, ground ball back to the mound, deflection off of Severino's glove. It was an infield single for Will Smith. A 1-0 lead for the Dodgers, plus runners at the corners for Tommy Edman.
1-1 the count. Now the pitch. Full swing and a fly ball, well hit, right center field, it's deep. Over comes Marte along with Taylor. Taylor dives, and he made the catch! He made a sensational catch! And they are going to double up Teoscar Hernandez, who's already in home plate, the throw to third, and he is out. That will complete a double play.
I think he tagged up.
Are they saying he tagged?
He tagged and scored on this.
Oh,
I can't believe he did that because that looked like a gapper.
I was watching peripherally, and I thought he was well down the line, but I guess not. So that is great base running by Teoscar Hernandez. The Mets immediately threw to third, but the third base umpire, Jordan Baker, said no, he had tagged up. And it is a tremendous play by Taylor to make the catch, but it goes as a sacrifice fly for Edman. Will Smith held on at first, and it is 2-0 Dodgers. What a play by Taylor, though.
Yeah, what a play indeed. That's our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Unfortunately, the Dodgers did score on the play, so it was 2-0 Los Angeles in the second. Severino got out of the inning with a strikeout of Kike Hernandez, and it was 2-0 LA after an inning and a half. In the bottom half, Walker Buehler walked J.D. Martinez with one out. Jose Iglesias followed with an infield single that went off the glove of the shortstop Tommy Edman. Tyrone Taylor then worked a walk on a 3-2 pitch, and the Mets, looking for a counterpunch, had the bases loaded with just one out. Mark Pryor, the pitching coach for the Dodgers, made a trip to the mound after the meeting. Francisco Alvarez up, and Buehler frozen with a fastball on the outside corner for a strikeout. Now two away, the bases loaded, and the order flipped for Francisco Lindor.
Buehler sets the payoff pitch to Lindor. Breaking ball swung out and missed, strike three. Got him with that knuckle curve, and that retires the side.
So Alvarez and Lindor down on strikes. That was the turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM between 11:30 and noon and be the 22nd caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game at Citi Field. The Mets Turning Point of the Game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. Bases loaded with one out. Mets could not score. Back-to-back strikeouts for Walker Buehler. 2-0 Dodgers after two. In the third, Luis Severino walked Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts to start the inning. After Freddie Freeman flied out, Max Muncy singled to right. And just like that, the Dodgers went station to station, but had the bases loaded with one out. Teoscar Hernandez got the first crack at it. He lined out softly to third for out number two. Two outs and the bases loaded for Gavin Lux, and a comebacker to the mound. Severino made the play, and he matched Walker Buehler. Bases loaded with one out, but he stranded all three. In the bottom half, the Mets put some more pressure on Walker Buehler with a couple of more base runners, but a strikeout of J.D. Martinez ended the Mets' threat. After a 1-2-3 fourth for Severino and Buehler, we went to the fifth with the Dodgers still ahead 2-0. In the top half, Severino retired the first two Dodgers of the inning before allowing a two-out single to Freddie Freeman. He then walked Max Muncy. His night was done. Reed Garrett took over, and with runners at first and second and two outs, Garrett fanned Teoscar Hernandez to escape the jam. That closed the line on Luis Severino. 4 2/3, 3 hits, 2 unearned runs, 4 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Walker Buehler was done after 4 as well. Michael Kopech took over, and despite a couple of deep drives to the warning track, set the Mets down in order. Then in the top of the 6th, Reed Garrett returned, set down the first two Dodgers of the inning. Tommy Edmond extended the inning with a base hit to right, and after a balk, he was at second for Kike Hernandez.
1-2. Garrett to the belt, checks the runner at second. Now the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball to deep left field. Nimmo going back onto the track at the wall. He jumps, and he can't get it. It's gone for a home run. A two-run homer for Kike Hernandez. He hit it just beyond the outstretched glove of Brandon Nimmo and into the party deck in left field to the left of the 370 mark. Kike Hernandez with his second home run of the postseason has increased the Dodgers' lead to 4-0.
A two-run shot for Hernandez, and the Dodgers had doubled up their lead 4-0 in the 6th. Shohei Ohtani went down on strikes to end the top of the 6th inning. In the bottom half, Ryan Brazier took over for L.A. With one out, Starling Marte singled, and J.D. Martinez walked. Runners at first and second, and Jose Iglesias grounded into an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. 4-0 Dodgers after 6. In the 7th, Tyler McGill took over and stranded runners at second and third for a scoreless inning. Blake Treinen then set the Mets down in order. On to the 8th, McGill returned, and a leadoff walk to Will Smith was followed up two batters later by a Kike Hernandez single, which flipped the order for Shohei Ohtani.
The 0-1 hit deep to right field. This ball's going a long way. Only question is fair or foul, and it is a fair ball, 3-run homer deep into the Coca-Cola corner in right field, right down the line. And the Dodgers have busted this open, a 3-run homer for Shohei Ohtani, and it is now 7-0 Los Angeles here in the 8th inning.
410 feet for our Smash of the Game presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. A 3-run shot into the Coca-Cola corner, the Dodgers busted the ball game open, 7-0 in the 8th. They would tack on one more in the 9th on a Max Muncy solo shot. And in the bottom half, Mets went down 1-2-3, and the Dodgers completed their second shutout of the series, 9-0, 8-0, to take a 2-1 series lead.